for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking. Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times, if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard wall. This brother, come on,
zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one, though? Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Oh, shut up!
You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
Fucking,
that just fucking called in and hangs up, you fucking motherfucker. That fucking pisses me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying. You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Welcome to Punch Drunk Sports, where winners win. We are in the studio. Aaron is somewhere beating his wife in Europe. So young Brenton Bilcombe is in the seat, and it has been nothing but smooth sailing since he started doing this. If I was Aaron, I'd be worried about my job coming back. Join us via the magic of Skype, who can't see us, which is good for me.
It is good for you.
It is the mayor of New York, Ari Shaffir. And my best friend in the world, the guy who is always dressed cool.
Yeah.
Casual, like he's fucking DJ.
Two fantasy football drafts in 2 days.
Lots of drafting. You're doing lots of drafting.
Not the same amount as you.
Jason Tebow.
You had your old team at home, and then you had the comments drive the same thing.
I just got a shit team at home. A shit team.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. It was bad.
What do you not like about this team you drafted?
I couldn't get any decent running backs. Like, usually, like, you know, in a draft, there's always be some assholes like, I'll take Tom Brady with the third pick because I'm a homer. And you're like, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing.
You mean Sarah Tiana?
Yes.
Sarah Tiana, I can add two things about her. She does the same thing every year. Any rookie coming out of college, she has, like, three rookies and 11 Falcons. Her first four picks are Falcons. I mean, I want them too, but I'm not going to take Matt Ryan with my second pick.
Is that who she took?
She took
Julio Jones, right? Early?
Julio Jones was her first pick. Matt Ryan was her third pick. Tevin Coleman was her sixth pick.
Do you think she drafts on who she thinks will get the most points or who she wants to have sex with the most?
I think who...
good question.
It's like, you know, Julio... Jones
I noticed something.
That deep black dick.
I noticed something.
That those white girls just know their dads will hate.
And welcome to Punch Drunk, everybody, where we will spin every sports scenario into getting fucked by black cocks.
Why am I an asshole?
No, it's just everything we somehow can. No other podcast can do what we can do, which is spin anything into black cocks.
Would
cock
you say
stories.
We're the black cock podcast of record?
Of course, I don't think there's any competition, especially when it comes to sports.
I don't think so.
If you're like, I listen to your sports show, and all you really talked were big black cocks ripping up white girls till they cry. And a couple cuckolding conversations.
What, Ari?
I don't think anybody beats us on that. I think we have.
I think we should all be proud of what we have and what we've done. 6 years of like really working that black cock sports niche.
Here's what I've noticed about Tiana's team. It's all... Falcons that she likes.
Yes.
Every goddamn rookie she's heard of, and every guy, her boyfriend, who's a big Patriots fan, is like, you got to get this guy, you got to get this guy, you got to get that guy.
Yeah.
Because she got Brandon Cooks, she got maybe Gronk and somebody else. Like, she has three prominent Patriots, six Falcons, and four rookies.
Yeah, I have any Raiders? I have one.
This is the first year I don't have a lot of Falcons. I have the Falcons kicker, and that was it. At least in my... Comedy Store.
I have one. I have a tight end from the Raiders. That's it. You got? Didn't you get Janikowski?
Mm-mm.
Hey Ari, where are you going to be?
I'm going to be in Los Angeles.
When?
September 13th.
2 weeks away from.
What
Ari
are you
being
doing?
Back.
I am doing a storytelling show in the main room of the Comedy Store. Tickets are going faster than I thought they would. So if you want them, get them. It's going to be all stories about going back to school.
Oh, I like that. And it's have we come up with a name yet?
Ari Shaffir's renamed storytelling show. No, I don't know.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Hey, Tebow, do you want me to do mine? Because I know you got some hot dates coming out.
Yeah, go ahead, Sammy.
Tonight, Comedy Chaos is sold out. It is sold out. There are no tickets left. But if you come down, we somehow work some magic. People buy tickets and then don't come to the show, which is amazing.
A lot of times.
And so you show up, drop a Punch Drunk Sports, and the D Marshall. The Marshall will take care of you. And then September 8th is the Naughty Show live at Long Beach at Harvell's. Come out, two shows. First show, 9 o'clock, 11 p.m. show, even filthier. And then the Rantators is September 10th, live in Los Angeles at Molly Malone's with my good friend Jason Ellis, Mike Carwood from Love Lines, Jason, Mike Tully, Brian Redband, Ryan Sickler, and a host of others. So come on out. Those tickets are first come, first serve at Molly Malone's. And then at the end of the month, I'm at Long Beach in Reno. I'm at the Laugh Factory in Reno. Those dates will be on my website. My good friend, Jason Tebow.
I'll be at Spunk Bucket in December-ary. then I'm at the Dunk Tank at the Lynchville, Alabama County Fair. That can't go wrong. Let's see. I'm at Tequila Mockingbirds. And I'm at Check Droppers all month. And I will be once again doing hair at the Perm Bank. If you guys need your hearted, holla at your bar.
What'd you go Cajun gay right there?
Yep.
Holla at your bar. Bye. So, Ari, are you going?
That Check Droppers Club is terrible, man. They're constantly fucking up shows.
They
really
do.
Hard to get them to pay attention at Check Droppers. Yeah.
I hate Check Drop. Ari, how bad do you hate Check Drop?
It's the worst. It's just like, oh, we don't care about the comedy show. We're just going to like care about getting paid. We can't just wait another fucking 7 minutes after the show ends to fucking take care of it all.
Oh, they're convinced people are going to run out. That's why. That's why you have to put big, giant black cock bouncers.
You can't leave if you show us your paid ticket. It's that simple. When you get a stamp on your ticket, no, sorry, there's no stamp. Well, they didn't stamp it because you didn't pay. Go back and pay.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't pay. Okay, we'll get them to come out with their stamp, and then you're good.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I'm totally down with that. Ari, this is a new look for you.
It's I gotta cut my hair, man.
I kind of like it, man.
I do. I like it.
What if you just let it go? I haven't seen you with hair since your fucking Cobra Commander T-shirt headshot.
I really like this look. I like it. With the combination of your television and movie success, makes me think you're a lot more attractive.
No, here's the problem. I'll show you right now.
No.
Is
your
pubes?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, wow. You got a whole... Looks like someone's shot you in the back of the head with a cannon.
Dude, that is... You look like you have crop circles in the back of your skull.
Is that why you keep your hair so short or almost bald? Is because you are so balding in the back?
Yeah, when it gets longer, it accentuates it more. When it's shorter, you almost can't even tell.
Listen, Ari, if there's anyone who needs Propecia, it's you because it fucks your sperm count up. But that giant moon nut you have is fine. You could lose a couple fucking squigglies. You know what I'm saying?
Your head's starting to look like your one testicle.
Yeah, seriously. Your head is about as big as your nut. And I think that you should be cool with that, dude, and just let it really go.
You know.
That's because he can't see us.
So, Ari, did you watch the fight?
Of course I did. Let's get right into it.
By the way, did you guys use your BetDSI, for all your bet needs?
What'd you put on it?
We went in there. I made some bets. Here's what I bet. I bet $100 on McGregor, which didn't pay out. But I put $75 on the Raiders to win it all, which pays me $1,000. Holler! And then
I put money on the Cowboys to win it all, 14-1.
Really?
I will tell you this. I just put my money on Mayweather, man. Everyone's like, Mayweather's going to win. The odds aren't good. The odds aren't good. I know. And I made a cool $40 on a $200 bet.
That is true.
Hey, he knew he was going to lose.
Say what you want to say. He's got $240 in his account.
He's got $240.
Say what you want. He's up. We're down.
We're down.
I lost $12 on the over-under of the national anthem.
Really?
Yeah. It was $149. This bitch... Who takes like six whole rests? Who just stops at him in the middle of the national anthem and is just like, and then starts singing again? I get taken a long note. But this bitch was just taking breaks.
You bet on the national anthem? That was great.
149, I bet the over, I bet the under, and she was like 220.
Oh, really?
And I'll tell you why I bet the over, because there was going to be two national anthems.
Oh, yeah, 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 because they're going
to
do that.
Ireland and America, so I'm like, they're both going to have to kind of maybe be a little shorter.
Yeah.
Ireland, quick into the chase.
That girl doesn't
This
care.
Bitch made an album out of one song.
Yeah.
I'm like, God, and I was at Jerron had a party, and me and Tate were live streaming it together. On his Instagram, and everybody
you guys live streamed the whole fight.
He did just the whole fight. Tate did.
You know who did not live stream the whole fight? The UFC.
Yeah,
true.
Dude, you know how many people watch that thing illegally?
Well, I mean, he wasn't showing the fight as much as he was showing himself watching.
Oh yeah,
it.
I did that, yeah. Guys. That's available on our Patreon, punchdrunksports.com/Patreon. Myself and Rocco Stowe have to be in Philadelphia. When I was doing the punchline, we basically get my whole play-by-play on the fight. So if you want to, go to patreon.com/punchdrunksports.
I mean,
I think it was rigged.
I bet, by the way, I bet $100 on during the national anthem, Kaepernick taking a knee.
And did you win?
No, I did not. I lost that.
It'd be funny if he just went all across America to different non-football things and just takes knees. See him at a rodeo taking a knee. Then he's at a fucking baseball game. Everywhere he is, he just takes a knee and then leaves. That'd be great. I thought it was an early stoppage. I thought they stopped a fight on three misses, which to me says he's defending himself. He's moving his head. He's cognizant of where punches are coming from. And he made him miss three times, and he stopped the fight.
There were...
That's my
so
biggest beef.
So much shit in this fight where you're like, what is going on, dude?
So much lameness. Such a stupid, awful, dumb fight.
So when the ref is giving the instructions, he's only talking to Mayweather.
Which is, no, he's only talking to McGregor.
Yeah, you're right, McGregor. I fucked that up. God damn it, I did that the whole live feed, too. Why you guys have to have such familiar names? If you're going to fight, have different names.
You did that the whole live feed. This shocks you that you did it.
No, it's not.
You mispronounce your own comedy show every week.
Yeah, it just makes me sad. It just makes
me sad. The Rantours. I saw it online the other day. I go, it's called the Rantours?
The Rantators.
It's exactly not how it's spelled or what it's called.
It's pronounced the way I want it because I made the word up.
Yeah, but then you
I literally made the word up.
But you add seven letters that are not in the word that
it
you made
is.
Up.
It's French, you faggot. The Rantators! First of all, he only does the instructions to McGregor.
I can kind of get that a little bit.
At some point, McGregor even looked at him like, hey, man, what? Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I get that a little bit, though.
It looks like the principal from Stand By Me.
It's like he wasn't made aware of what the rules are going to be in this fight. He wasn't told at all. Come on, man. Just fucking treat me like a boxer. I'm boxing today.
I get that a little bit, though. If I'm walking into a fucking legal pot store, Ari, me, and Johnny, who's probably never been into one,
right.
I'm going to be telling Johnny, hey, man, here's the rules coming in here. I don't need to say it to Ari.
Right.
No, I disagree. You'd be like,
I understand that analogy.
You can't talk about selling it to anybody else. You can't talk. They would say, yeah. I'd say it to everybody. I wouldn't just say it to you.
Let me ask you something, Brenton. Are you getting Ari in this, in the video? Let me see if you guys get that. Let me see. Install. Yep. Okay. It's just going to be weird. Because usually you can get the video in on that one. It doesn't look like you're getting it. Like, did Aaron not train anybody because he didn't want to lose his job? Is that what happened? He's like, I'm not going to train anybody. Oh, by the way, I'm leaving in 2 days.
That's what Fat Man did.
That is what the Fat Man. How come it's always Fat Man to do this? How come it's always fat guys?
I mean, it probably makes sense. Dungeons and Dragon types. Who else would want to run a podcast for a bunch of blowhards? People that don't want to be around people and hide in the shadows behind a computer.
Not a blowhard.
Hey, put the knife down, Ari. Nothing to see here, bro.
Okay.
What are you making? You're probably cutting up some fucking last night.
That looked deadly. First time I thought something was up, McGregor hits Mayweather with a nice body shot. Mayweather goes down in pain. Ref jumps in and stops it right there.
What?
Stops it right there.
Oh, you mean at the very end?
No, it was like about four or five rounds. I'd say it's about round six or seven.
They stopped it. What do you mean they stopped it?
Yeah, I don't remember that.
He stopped McGregor from like trying to finish it off. Jumps in. Okay, no, low blow, low blow, and moves him back.
Yeah, it was. That was fucking weird. It was. I think the fix is in a little bit. To be honest, even from that straight like telling him like we're gonna talk to only to McGregor right now and not to Mayweather. But honestly, I know a lot of people saying it's not an early stoppage. You gotta protect him. But listen, man, they're fighters. They're gonna get hurt. That's what happens.
He's not some amateur that won some contest at a grocery store to go fight a real fighter.
Yeah, he's not.
Conor McGregor can fucking fight, and he can take a punch. Let him go down.
Let him go down. Yeah. I see a fight. Yep. I'm waiting for someone to knock the other one down until they can't get up in 10 seconds, and that's how you win a fight.
Here's what I want to happen at the end of a fight, no matter who won or lost. I want to go in my head, he definitely won that fight, one way or another. And I walked away from that like, ah, man, they stopped that pretty early, dude. Yeah. And when you go,
but let him fucking lose.
Let him lose. And when you go, hey, well, man, you never know. Yeah, you never know what could happen. Remember that Klitschko fight we watched at your house? They both go down two or three different times because they let him keep going.
Yeah.
Give me that opportunity again.
Yeah.
Let me see that again.
But you know, it's so much.
And it's like he wasn't defending himself, but like, yeah, he was defending himself, but he also wasn't taking a lot of punches. He took, what, four punches?
Do you guys remember the
you can talk at any moment.
The article I was putting all over the internet that nobody cared about was about how there was this rumor that went around that this promoter had been shot dead in his car because he was about to out, that the whole thing was rigged and it's all staged and they already had the outcome and it was going to go to what? Round 10. And McGregor was going to come out with a hurt shoulder and couldn't continue. Therefore, both sides win. Mayweather gets his 50-0. Conor still has his image as a warrior. Everybody makes fucking money. Let's look at this ending. Guy isn't really knocked out. Stop the fight.
I mean, he was going to lose in the 11th round. He was going to get...
He was going to lose probably the 10th
round.
Or
he was probably going to go down in that round.
But this way, he kind of can say, hey, I didn't get knocked out. They just stopped the fight on a TKO. Something to think about. Something to think about.
I will tell you this. People are saying this is a win for MMA. I will say this. I was wanting it to be a win for MMA. It really did. Conor McGregor got one punch in.
That uppercut.
That's it.
What in about that rounds, fucking body blow where like Mayweather keeled over?
One punch in.
I was surprised how quickly, I mean, at the snap of a finger, McGregor is completely out of gas. It wasn't like you saw him slow down. At a snap of a finger, he looked like someone just pulled him out of the ocean and he's sucking wind.
It was a classic Sugar Ray Leonard fight where Sugar Ray used to fight guys. And then he'd wait till someone yelled 1 minute. And then he would just go nuts for the last minute and steal the round. So every round started off with McGregor getting everybody super excited because he's throwing punches and bunches and he's moving him back. And then about a minute and a half left in the fight, who comes out? Mayweather comes and just starts nailing him left and right, to the point you're like, he stole every round after that.
It looked easy for him. I mean, here's the other thing. Everybody was saying, there was a lot of people that were saying, zero chance McGregor wins a round. He won probably three of them.
I had him win the
first
three.
He won the first three rounds because Mayweather just gave him those three rounds.
Yeah, but he still won them.
He did, but he...
It was a prop bet.
Say Mayweather just lost them.
Well, you know what it was a prop bet? Is if they hit gloves after they fucking hear the thing.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, that was a prop bet.
Was
I would have lost the bet because I would have bet Mayweather took one round or less, and I would have lost that bet. Yeah. I'm glad it wasn't like he earned them. I would have lost them like, oh motherfucker, how cheap is that when you're not gonna throw in a punch for the first three rounds?
Was it a prop bet that they damn near fucking make out at the end of the fight?
Yeah, oh they loved it. Dude, I would make out with you if we both made nine figures. Dude, if we ever did a podcast, you're like Tebow, nine figures, Sam, we would just French kiss each other for a whole fucking 30 minutes.
How do you think we get the nine figures?
Yeah, of course, man. I'd French kiss
that's
everybody.
The only
I'd
thing
French kiss
to
fucking
say.
Ari's asshole for nine figures.
We got one new sponsor. You got to do that.
Would you let Ari blow like a massive amount of diarrhea? Like I'm talking about a bucket's worth of diarrhea
too much
mouth.
For nine figures.
What's that, Ari?
Yeah, I mean a too much amount for anybody.
Yes, for nine figures.
How about for seven figures?
No.
Do you know what seven figures is, Sam?
Yes, I do.
How much?
$10 million or more. No,
that's eight.
10 or less. That's 9 or less.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't eat a bunch of my diarrhea for $9 million?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
Sam, I don't believe that.
I'm telling you, I wouldn't.
I'm just waiting
Patreon,
for you.
Patreon, subscribe now. We get up to $9 million. Will Sam eat my diarrhea? I say he will.
I would, yeah. I believe we can get a lot of people involved.
You would.
No, I'm saying I'm all about let's try to see if we can get to $9 million on Patreon and see if this guy blows some hot fucking buckets of fucking wet shit on your fucking down your throat. That's so gross.
I will not be delicate, Sam. I will pour that fucking diary out like my fucking shop Jason Rouse.
Now,
bro, heard it.
Conversely, I will do the same bet for two figures.
$37.50s. Chibo's in.
That's $99 or less to any of you that can't really fucking crunch the numbers. I mean, has this squashed any rematch thoughts? Do you just?
I hope so. It's dumb. I'm never gonna.
I wouldn't care, would you? This garnered enough people want to see this again.
I don't care.
Me that he cannot win that fight. That there's no way he could win that fight. And so now I'm not interested.
Especially when you see Canelo versus Triple G. You're gonna forget all about this fight and be like that as action packed as it was in terms of expectations, it's still not even close to a real boxing match.
No.
What has happened to Oscar De La Hoya? Why is he so butthurt and upset about this?
Because
he's been a bee in their bonnet for the entire goddamn time. By the way, he said if McGregor lands one punch, he will come out of retirement and fight Mike Tyson. So let's see it, De La Hoya.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Let's see it.
I would tell you he's butthurt because he has had his arm twisted to make his cash cow fight this guy that's very dangerous for him. You know, Canelo, he didn't want to fight Triple G. He was trying to fight anybody but Triple G.
Oh.
But the pressure was getting so much on them.
No, I'm saying why is he such an asshole about the Mayweather-McGregor
fight?
Because
it's stealing all the fucking heat from this fucking fight. This fight's
I see what you're saying.
I disagree. I think it'll add more subscribers to the Canelo-Triple G fight. I think people will be like, oh, boxing's good, and that's supposed to be the real big fight? Okay, I'll watch that one.
That's a good argument, Ari. I didn't think about it that way.
But at the same time, it's like it's a lead up to it.
You're like, oh wow, now for a real boxing match.
But there's no talking about this other fight. There's
Also in 3 weeks. It's not like it's the following weekend.
Right, but there. I mean, like, look at this McGregor fight. It was just like we've been hearing about this for two fucking months.
But he's not bitching about the NFL. NFL's you're hearing more about the NFL starting right now than that.
Yeah. That's
Why isn't
true.
He shitty about the NFL? You're the one that planned it on Mexican Independence Day. You want it on September 16th. You want Mexican Independence Day. You can't bitch about all the other events that are around that time.
Yeah, I get it. How? And then
it's not like God gave him, thou must fight on this date. You handpicked this date because it's Mexican Independence Day.
You should fucking sit there. You should see. Did you see? Well, I don't know where I was going with this, but did you see how everyone tried to get offended by I turned him into a Mexican?
Yeah, they tried. But
they tried to get angry about that?
About what?
You know, when he goes, I turned him into a Mexican.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean, what do you mean by that? Mexican fighters actually fight?
They move forward. They attack. They don't just play defense and sit on the outside and try to get points with the judges. He actually attacked them.
Yeah. I mean, it is a weird time to be alive right now in America with all of the sensitivity of race. And it was bad before this. And now you can't even say anything. I can't even call some gook a chink without everybody going crazy.
That's so true. Dude, can we just say one thing about McGregor's boxing? Have you ever seen a boxer in his life not hold his hands up like that? Like,
yeah,
he was
the Nate Diaz stance, the one hand out to block and not the hands
up.
Yeah,
he does that swingy fucking
right,
gorilla
that's
arm
fine
thing.
In MMA,
yep.
But in boxing, dude, even the
Especially
most basic
that quick.
Boxer throws his hands up and covers.
Even at 40, fucking Mayweather is still about as quick as they get.
Yeah.
I mean, that straight right, straight left.
dude, I'd like to take a bet on whether Mayweather will file bankruptcy at some point.
I doubt it after this.
I mean, dude, it's going to be real hard, but he could do it.
He could beat the odds.
I don't know, man. Yeah, you always hear that. Those are the people that always do. They're just like, oh, man, I didn't know I was losing $300 million a year to some investment I had on wind chimes. It's like, oh, wow.
It's those fucking automatic payments on his credit card for Spotify. He didn't realize he's not using it anymore. Nope. And then it adds up.
Well, when you're paying for 900 people Spotify in your entourage, it gets costly.
That is true, man. That was Mike Tyson.
$50,000 was a month was his cell phone bills for everyone in his entourage. Now, granted, that's way back when cell phones were like $100 a month. You know,
they
were
not
$50,000 a month he was paying for cell phones just for his entourage. No wonder you went broke, dude. And he probably had no idea.
Unbelievable.
Don King billing him $10,000 a month for towels. Don King
was
billing him $10,000 a month for towels.
Wow.
How is Don King still alive?
I don't know, man. How's Don King alive and Suge Knight's about to die?
How is he?
They're
still
really the same person.
I would fucking kill that guy.
They're both the same person.
I would kill that guy.
Especially,
dude,
if you're
first
Tyson.
Of all,
I would just find you. I would go to your house and that'd be it.
Time
to call Ray Donovan.
The guy who fucking represented Mike Tyson in like his murder or in his rape trial was like a tax lawyer.
Yeah, remember that.
And did he win on that? No, I guess he didn't, did he?
No, he went to jail. Unbelievable.
Yeah, he was one of the all-time great scumbags of all time.
Don King.
Was Don King.
One of the all-time great
of scumbags. Yep, one of the all-time great scumbags of all time.
Couldn't agree more.
Easily.
And Rocky Five.
Throw the fucking owner of the Marlins in there, too.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. They did a picture.
That guy's a real fucking scumbag, dude.
Have you ever seen the picture of the Montreal Expos stadium empty during the game and the Marlins?
Identical?
They're identical. What do they have in common? The same owner.
I mean.
No way, really?
Yeah, he's a piece of shit.
And now he's selling that. Now he's selling that team.
Yeah,
After he guaranteed the entire county and the entire city, had him rebuild this fucking, and it's a gaudy, tacky stadium. It's like your old.
Well, that's Miami. They're gaudy. They're tacky.
I'm just going to say, yeah, it's like Ari's oldish, you know, going senile Jewish aunt who constantly makes like tchotchke shit out of egg cartons instead of throwing them away. That's what the stadium looks like. That's what the stadium looks like. I promise I'm never going to sell you guys. Build this stadium for me.
Was it here that we talked about that? Or did you say that the owner is suing?
Yeah, we talked about it on this show. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Sam, you're loving unbelievable today.
Yeah. Today
it's like
really...
Joey Diaz with his tremendous, which I love. Tremendous. This is tremendous. Nobody else says tremendous. Joey Diaz, and he says it so well. Every time I see the word tremendous, I'm like, Joey Diaz.
Hey, Ari, do you want to hear my theory on the Dodgers? That they threw this series?
The series?
They threw this series against the Brewers. They threw it.
Why? How?
Because they didn't want the Brewers to fall that far behind the Cubs, because only one team is coming out of that division in the playoffs.
Terrible theory.
No, it's not a terrible theory. It's a great theory. Why do you think he sat everybody?
All right.
That was it.
You and Morrissey went to the Yankee game on Friday?
We went on Friday. It was a fucking Darth Vader knit cap day.
Ooh.
And we got there 45 minutes early, and they were out of knit caps. And then we see in the fucking bottom section new people walking in the fucking third inning with their brand new knit caps.
Oh.
Darth Vader Yankee knit caps.
You know, that's a big problem. They say that about a lot of stadiums. You know, that's a big issue with the Staples Center. They say it's a lot of classism. That, like, the way that the poor people get into the upstairs one is totally different than the way
that is a whole different. There is, like, a white person and a black person entrance at the Staples Center.
Yeah.
I will say that.
Dodger Stadium.
Now, there's
too.
A lot of black people in that entrance, but I'm just saying, there's an entrance where you know you got money, and then there's another entrance that looks like a bunch of cattle trying to fucking
head
to be slaughtered. That's a good point. I never thought about that.
Yeah, they say that. So that's probably what happened with Yankee Stadium. You're in the poor fucking people. Probably like you and two other Jews and the whole thing, you know?
That brings up a good question I'm going to ask both of you. what is the best thing you've ever gotten for free at a game? You know, when it's like such and such night.
A hand job?
No, I don't think you're understanding the question, Sam. You know, it's like free hat night or free, because I do remember the one I got.
What?
It was rookie year, free Jordan jersey to anybody under 13, and I happened to be 12 at the time.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, fuck yeah. But they were like almost like T-shirt jerseys. They weren't like the official.
I get it.
But it was like a tank top. Bulls 23.
Yeah.
It's a Coca-Cola right here. I remember that. It was the white home jersey.
What it is, Matt? What was it? There's been some cool ones, dude. Like Dodger hats, free Dodger hats.
I got an Angels hat, Angels cap with a, it looks like a fishing cap, and it said A in the middle, so it's like Ari.
And then there was a Clipper hat too that was really nice. I still wear it. It's like one of the
One we got together
with the red with the gray, and then
Garnett.
Garnett.
Yeah,
came
that was
down,
a good one.
Bought us nice tickets.
I got a, and I do remember. Remember when baseball, everybody would wear those like painter kind of caps, like the Pirates used to have.
Yeah,
I got a Cubs one of those. It was pretty cool. Also, right around sixth grade,
dude.
That was a cool one. I remember that one too.
That's cool shit. Ari, when you went to the the game, did you get your tickets on SeatGeek? SeatGeek for all of your betting needs. SeatGeek. That's right. Go to SeatGeek. Use promo code PUNCHDRUNK and get what is it now? $20?
$20, yeah. $20 off your first set of tickets. Like I said last week, we got friends coming out from Canada. They saved $100 by not using Ticketmaster. Because why? Ticketmaster has all those fees. Not on SeatGeek. What you see is what you get.
What you see is what you get. You can get everything. You can get, I've used it for baseball games, basketball games. I've used it for live concerts. There's a lot of great concerts coming to Los Angeles, man. Some good shit's coming. So I did that. I buy it for that. I use it for Neil Diamond. Dude, I can't stop
Billy Idol and Morrissey coming up, too. That'll be cool.
I can't stop listening to Dirty Diamond on YouTube.
Oh, I haven't even seen that in forever.
So fucking good.
From which performance? Improv?
The first one.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Hard. I'm so fucking hard. So that's right. Help us out.
It was just
out.
His birthday yesterday.
Oh, really?
Two days ago.
How old is he now?
The Jarv. Brian Jarvis. Happy birthday to the Jarv. He's probably, 47 maybe?
47 years young, the Jarv, the funniest dude I know. I wish I would have known. I would
have
bought him some.
You have kids?
Two kids. Had a daughter.
Wow.
Wow, that's amazing. The gift of life. The
Gross.
Gift of life. I'm going to buy those kids some tickets from SeatGeek. So go check out SeatGeek.
I am.
I'm going to do that now. Maybe get them a little ice capade, Princess on ice for the kids. Maybe Cirque du Soleil. I'm going to use my promo code Punch Drunk. It's Punch Drunk, right?
I'll say hi in years. I doubt very much you're going to buy his kids.
Punch Drunk? And I'm going to get $20 off my betting.
Because you're not going to buy those tickets for him.
I'm going to.
No, there's no
I like how Sam, every week Sam tries to bet on SeatGeek. And that's why I'm going to go there and do all my betting. SeatGeek for all your betting needs.
So are we excited? We're a week away from football.
We are 1 week and 2 days away from football.
How's the Zeke fucking trial going?
He's going to miss all six.
That's unbelievable. I mean, I'm fine with giving him something.
You
like
know who you can blame? You know who you can blame?
Roger Goodell.
Ray Rice. And Roger Goodell.
It was over a season ago. It's fucking dumb.
But no, Roger Goodell fucked that up from the get-go and gave him 2 games, then gave him 4 games, then gave him a whole season because he realized how bad this was. And then kind of was like, never again will this happen when it comes to domestic violence.
Well, I'm fine with
6 games no matter what. Games from now on, and everyone's like, okay, cool, that seems fair
unless
enough.
I see that cross connect with that chick's face, I don't think it should be more than 4.
Yeah, because you don't know if he pulled up or not.
Yeah, you might, yeah.
I mean, it's like I was saying on this show.
What if they're stage fighting?
If you're rich, or you're a celebrity, and you get accused of domestic violence, or you get accused of rape, there's a good chance you didn't do it. There's a chance it didn't actually happen, and you are being blackmailed.
There's a better chance than the average human being.
Yep. But if you're poor, like if you hear that I raped somebody or I beat somebody, I did.
Yeah, I did.
It absolutely happened.
Yeah.
They have nothing to gain other than their own personal embarrassment of admitting publicly that I was inside of them one way or another.
Yes.
Albeit my cock or my fist down their throat.
There's a woman, this super fat chick in England who just got sentenced to 10 years in jail because she just literally accused anybody she came in contact with raping her. It's Ari's thing about that chick at the Comedy Store.
I'd rather go to English jail, though, than American jail.
Why?
Tea. Crumpets.
You think that's what they serve?
They just play soccer all day, I think.
Dude, their jails are like old school jails back when they tortured people.
Oh, really? Were they like stretching you out on a long thing?
Yeah, that's for fucking sure. And dude, if you saw this chick, she is so fucking disgusting.
See, that's where she went wrong. At least if you're going to accuse everybody of wanting to rape you, look rapeable, women.
Get in shape.
Understand me on that. You got to look rapeable if you're going to be accusing people of rape. More than one person. It's like a fool me once, you know what I'm saying?
Unbelievable, dude.
Unbelievable.
They had probably had no witnesses either. They had no witnesses either. The judge is like, you said 12 people tried to rape you? Oh, no. You're going to the gallows for 10 years.
She said she got gang raped by 6 guys and even, like, took the wire and rubbed it on her vajayjay just make it look like the barbed wire.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just to make it look like she had been
sexually assaulted.
Yeah. The guy she named didn't exist. That's how they knew it. They weren't real people.
Wow. She should run for Chicago politics.
Wait, she claimed a person doesn't exist raped her?
Yeah, she said 6 guys that don't exist.
Okay, Sam Tripoli, Ari Shaffir, and Grimace raped me. I demand satisfaction.
Grimace. She looked like Grimace, dude. Ugh. She literally looked like a white Grimace. Yeah.
The only one that, you know, Grimace was kind of famous, but the one that was really rad was Mayor McCheese. This guy was the mayor of what? What are you the mayor of? Got a double cheeseburger for a face. Of course you're the mayor.
I love Mayor McCheese.
I know, dude, right? If Johnny was here, we could have him look it up. Johnny, look up Mayor McCheese. Johnny? Hello?
See if he's like a local congressman.
What's that?
See if he's gotten up to like a local congressman now.
His mustache was the cheese?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so good, dude.
And for some reason, he had a sheriff's badge, I think. I'm going to look this brother up while we're talking. I think he had a sheriff's badge. I'm like, the mayor doesn't need to be the sheriff, too. This whole goddamn town seems like it's crazy.
Let's get into this, dude. Who do we like? So we're going to go and bet the SI. When does the league actually start? This next weekend or the following weekend?
The following weekend. So Thursday is the first. Thursday will be the first game. So a week from Thursday.
Going on right
seven?
Now.
Okay, 7 days from now?
September 7th. Yep.
Oh, okay.
That's the first one. And then 10th, I think the 10th is everybody else plays.
I think we should do parlays.
Except for Monday
week.
Night.
I think we should go on Bet the SI and we all do parlays. 5-team parlays. All 3 of us. Maybe the fight nanny. We'll see if she can get in.
That's your boy right there, dude.
Look
Mayor
at that,
McCheese.
Dude. Mayor McCheese.
Ari can't see it.
Ari can't see him. Oh, you're missing out on fun stuff, Ari.
Ari, Google Mayor McCheese. I actually used to fuck a girl that looked like this. Ugh. What was I thinking?
Dude, you fuck everything that moves.
I mean, but this thing wasn't moving. I think it was dead. It was in the dumpster behind me, but it definitely looked like Mayor McCheese.
Mayor McCheese. So fucking funny.
We also got to do this. And let's do all the bets.
Do we have one more bet? One more week of preseason?
Is there Thursday. Everyone's done Thursday. Thursday is final games. Friday, everybody, final cuts.
Are we going to make bets?
I don't care about betting on the last preseason game. You know why?
No,
because
I mean,
nobody
on whose team's going to do better. I think Ari's is going to do the worst. I think his team. I think Dallas is going to not be as good as last year.
I think you're right.
I think all 3 of our teams will be good. You know, preseason projections, which really generally ultimately mean nothing, have all 3 of our teams in the top 5.
Your crumpets are ready, Ari.
All right, what are you in English jail? Throw him in the gallows. Your cellmate saying you're trying to rape her? Is your cellmate Mayor McCheese, you fucking dipshit?
Is that her rape whistle going there?
That's Mayor McCheese's rape whistle.
Let's power rank our 3 teams on who we think's going to do the best.
I forgot what your dog's doing here. I haven't looked at either of your schedules. We have a tough schedule and a tough division, but I do think Atlanta's going to be pretty damn solid.
We have the hardest schedule. We did the best.
Do they win? Do they have the best? Do you think they come out on top on that division?
Yeah, I think we win that division.
Who's in your division? Tampa?
Carolina, Tampa, and New Orleans.
There's not a bad team in that division. I mean,
New Orleans' defense is bad.
Yeah, how long can you be bad?
New Orleans' defense is bad.
I don't get why a team is bad for more than 3 years at a certain position or a side of the ball.
I mean, it just takes one injury or one bad draft pick, and it sets you back another three. I mean, they got that Isaac Bird from you. It was you guys, wasn't he? Buffalo wasn't the safety, and it turned out great because I wanted him too as Atlanta because we were looking for the same position. New Orleans outbid him, and he's turned out to be a bust. And they put a lot of money to that guy. I don't know, man. It's just
the guy they just got.
One or two bad moves, 2 years, 2-3 years ago. One or two bad moves, man, and it set you back. Set you back, especially if you're all in on something. Like imagine Khalil Mack was a bust, your defense would be fucked.
Yeah,
I mean, your whole defense in the last 2 years.
Fucked. I can't believe
your secondary's fucked.
The only thing our secondary
your front seven
kicks.
Is great. Your front seven's great.
It's unbelievable. That's why.
If the quarterback can get the ball out of his hands, you're fucked.
They should have gone after Sherman. It's like he's proven.
Yeah, but I mean, you had to go after other things. I mean, you got your tight end squared up. You got your O line is squared up. You got your fucking running back.
Does it seem like Oakland hates the Raiders right now? It doesn't seem like they hate them. Like they're not. Either they're like, fuck, we got 2 years.
It's almost like, say that, all right?
They won't support him now. They're about to leave.
I think it's like one of those things where, like, you know your girlfriend, your, like, long-term college girlfriend just goes, I'm taking an internship in Paris, so we're going to be apart for 6 months. And you're like, oh, this is over.
Yeah.
She's going to be getting that Parisian dick pretty quickly.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
She says we're going to still be in love, but month two or three, that's Vegas's girlfriend.
Yeah.
If I was a diehard Oakland fan, especially if I lived in the Bay Area, it's different for people like you and Jay and different transplants where you're like, I'm going to like the Raiders wherever they are. I don't live in that town.
I wouldn't have followed them to San Antonio.
But if they left.
Or St. Louis. I would have literally
really?
Gotten it. Yeah.
Why?
Because.
I get the Vegas thing because you're connected to that.
They're West Coast team, dude.
All right. I can get behind that. San Antonio's still
St.
West
Louis
Coast.
Raiders
San Antonio's still West Coast.
Not really.
Yeah.
South.
Yeah, I guess.
South Midwest.
Southwest.
It's like
Texas
Arizona,
to me is still the West.
Arizona to me is the end of the West. If you go past Arizona, Nevada, that area, now
Central.
You're no longer in the West.
I still throw Texas in the West. To me, the West is where there are cowboys and where is there cattle.
Really?
I don't know.
California doesn't have a lot of that.
Have you ever been up north? It's all fucking.
You think there's a lot of... Oh, yeah, you're right. Modesto smells like horse manure.
Yeah, you can't even
cow
get to
manure.
San Francisco without seeing
you
fucking...
You ever drive through, they're like... Ding, ding, ding,
up the five? Yeah, you literally can't...
Stinky,
you need
stinky.
A gas mask for about 4 miles.
So funny, dude. Without a home.
So, guys, go to BetDSI. Use the code PUNCH25. That gets you $25 to gamble with. I mean, we were tweeting our bets this weekend. A lot of people said they made money. Gabe Killian apparently made money. This guy is so unique.
All the money.
He guessed the round, and that was 1,500 plus 1,500. Guessed the round and won the fight. And he tweets and sends me and tweets his parlay that he made with our good friends at BetTSI. Wins money, but he's so mysterious about what he loses, and you never know. So I texted him back, hey, congratulations. How much did you walk with?
Basically, I was up and I was down. I had a lot of bets going on, but I did okay.
You see, you send me the ticket where you win $400 million, but somehow you forget to send me the 900 tickets where you lost $200,000.
So shady.
You wouldn't tell me.
So
I'm looking at a card that easily was $3,000 or $4,000.
I miss Gabe the banker, dude.
We gotta get him to call in. We gotta get our phones fixed.
When is All Things Comedy gonna bring this Skype guy in? We're going to have to sit down with this dude.
We'll figure it out. But so go to BetDSI, use the code PUNCH25.
What, Ari?
I said we won't figure it out.
We will.
I don't know why you think that.
Because I believe in hope. I believe in America. I believe in like a desire to make the world a better place.
Well, okay.
Okay.
Finish why not?
The promo.
Yeah, why not, Ari? So that, and we'll do all of our parlays and all of our football stuff coming up. Now is my favorite time to bet. It really is. We're coming out of my least.
September to October is the best time for sports,
right? We're coming out of my least favorite time to bet.
Which is what?
Only baseball Ramadan. And occasional fighting. Only baseball and occasional fights. I do not like to bet on baseball, but I do love to bet on fights. But now we're coming into basketball, hockey, baseball, college football, UFC, boxing, Canelo, Triple G. There's so many great things that are about to happen in the next 50 days in sports that we could all be betting on. So I can't wait.
Do you think Conor McGregor versus Mayweather robbed us of some great UFC cards? Because the UFC focused what seemed to be primarily on that.
No, because no matter whatever card it was, we wouldn't have been as excited as we were for this.
It's just like, I don't know why the UFC doesn't go hard in the paint in the dog days of summer. There's literally nothing. It's baseball. That's it.
Yep.
Why aren't you doing fucking giant UFC cards every 2 weeks?
Well, every 2 weeks they don't. But I feel like they do a good job of in that time right there of putting a bunch of good fights together.
October seems
the problem is a lot of them fall through because of injuries and people can't make weight and people, you know, a lot of those. I mean, the more fights they put together, the more I am reading so-and-so can't make 216. So-and-so has to be pulled out of 215. You know, they just had to pull Dos Santos Jr., JDS, and then they had to pull his, who he was going to fight because they couldn't find somebody to replace him.
That big French guy.
They couldn't find anybody to replace him. So now they got to pull both these guys out of that card, and that's the best fight on the card.
That's not a dude you just want to show up and fight.
That's true. You got to hit up 10 heavyweights and go, are you in good enough shape to fight this guy? And they're like,
hello, this is Mayor McCheese. How can I help you? Oh, you were looking for, who are you looking for?
I get that. This isn't like some you know, flyweight or bantamweight or some, you know, some 135er where, you know, your cardio is always going to be up and you're ready to go.
Right.
You know, but still, as to the fan, well, fuck, now I just lost one of the main cards of that fight. So the more fights they add, the more fights they lose as well.
Do you think that this boxing will at all translate into more pay-per-views for UFC and thus more money for the UFC?
That's what they're hoping on. For sure, they're hoping on a new set of fans coming in.
I don't understand why Ronda Rousey or Conor McGregor don't join this fighters union, especially Ronda Rousey, who doesn't want to fight anymore. Why not just throw your name into that to help?
I have a reason why.
Yes, Ari. Thoughts.
She's garbage, and she's always been garbage. Why would she suddenly be like a nice person? She's always been a garbage person.
Did you see that one of the Diaz brothers got in Brandon Schaub's face?
Yeah, what happened with that? I read a little bit about it. What happened?
It seemed like Nate Diaz was taking offense to him saying that McGregor, one, would win the fight, and that McGregor would win rounds. That's what the fight seems to be over.
Yeah, because there was a video of them getting into it to face, like, nose-to-nose after the fight, it looked like. Or maybe it might have been four, I don't know. I don't want to profess to know anything.
Through the first 3 times, he doesn't got anything, and I'm like, we're all Diaz fans here, but we're also Schaub fans. And
even Schaub, I did see that Schaub was like, hey, man, I have no problem with you.
And then he called Nate him a fucking bitch.
Yeah, but
which is fucking weird. I just think it's like,
dude, that's the Diaz brothers, bro.
That is the
that's
Diaz
why we
brother.
Love them.
That is the Diaz
That's brother. Why I love those guys.
It's fucking weird.
I mean, they're just fucking 209, and they don't give
Who
a fuck.
Who wins that fight?
Schaub's pretty damn big.
Schaub's a big fucking dude.
If Schaub gets a hold of him.
And he knows a lot of jiu-jitsu.
Yep.
And so don't
That could be just
Diaz.
A size. I mean, Diaz is a better fighter. But, you know,
it's a hard
fight. It's like being
fight.
Like Tony could be a good fighter too, but I mean, you look at Tony versus Ari. I'm like, Ari is just bigger.
Who wins that fight? Ari versus
Ari.
Tony.
Ari.
Ari for sure.
I think, well, it depends on how deep it goes.
I want to fight Mayor McCheese.
What do you mean, like all the way in?
Yeah, like how deep does your dick go into his butt?
Yeah.
You know he's got a thirsty turd pincher too.
Hey, Ari,
feed me, Seymour.
It was pretty cool. It was pretty cool to call into the Legion of Skanks and listen to you guys yell at each other for about 5 minutes. That was a good time.
It was just as bad a Skype as the situation here.
They have the same situation. Maybe we should invent something called like Skypecast, where it's like a Skype that actually works for podcasts.
I don't know, man. It's like ever since we got to the studio, we can't do any calls.
Yeah, and really our bad. Sound guy keeps going on fucking. Now he's on some French vacation with his battered wife. You know she comes back in a box. She comes back in a box with an American flag over it, like she took one for the country.
Ari, are you Game of Thrones fan?
I was.
And then what happened? Two anti-Semitism?
No, well, there are no Jews there, which is weird, but
weird or dope?
It just ain't as good anymore.
Well, it was the greatest episode in the history of time. It
would
might have
you
been the greatest.
Not agree.
It might have been the greatest.
Pretty fucking.
It
awesome.
Might have been the greatest television show ever made. That one episode, the last episode.
What was better? That episode. What?
You're already not a real fan. The Red Wedding was far superior.
Did you watch
Red
it?
Red Wedding was pretty.
Did
good,
you watch
dude.
The last one?
Yeah. The Red Wedding was far superior than this.
Really?
You had a lot
I'm
of.
I'm gonna be honest with you. Red Wedding was pretty great, dude.
I got that second.
I would tell you that I liked the episode before when the dragon dies.
Oh, when it first started fighting.
That, to me, was the best episode. What?
Right there is better. Everything's too convenient in this episode. It's like it's just like Mike Lawrence said it the best. We used to have a steak as a show, and now we have a really good burger.
Well, you know, man,
I totally disagree.
I disagree with that.
And I feel bad about way, and that's disagreeing with him about food. You know that guy knows his red meat.
What do you think is bigger? Does Tebow have a bigger crush on Game of Thrones, or does Ari Shaffir have a bigger crush on Mike Lawrence quotes? Like every day,
he does
we get
quote
a
Mike
new
Lawrence
Mike
a lot.
Lawrence quote. Like
he's like one of those
it's
calendars,
like Bible verse.
Those one day, he's like one of those Gary Larson Far Side calendars that would just be one cartoon every day.
It's like Mike Lawrence said yes. back in
like Mike Lawrence
2016.
Says, don't eat yellow snow.
Not as good, man. The characters aren't as rich. It's just fucking easy. It's like
here's what I like about it.
Things aren't paying off as well.
Let me ask
like,
you this:
if Littlefinger had no incentive to get between Sansa and her sister, so it's like why was he suddenly? It's just like we need this in order to kill him off. That'll be a fun thing. It's like the whole time just looked weird. I wasn't believing it.
Let me ask you, besides the dead dragon, if you took that part out, right?
Yeah. Season 5 was bad.
Is the rest of the episode the greatest?
No, I mean, that was huge.
Right.
That was 50% of it.
But I feel like
it's like you take away the fucking Hail Mary pass at the end of the game, which is still a great game. I mean, it was close, but no, the Hail Mary exactly, pass no. made the whole thing for
I
me.
I get that.
Non-offense the whole game, and somebody throws and it's 3-0, and somebody throws a Hail Mary to win at the end. No, that wasn't the greatest game.
So put this up. When you lose a bag of bags.
Mayor McCheese, dude. Mayor McCheese is taking Oba.
We should find a Mayor McCheese and you have to wear it for a day. That'd be a great bag of bets.
That would. I'm sure that place on Hollywood will have one over by you. That place has everything.
Jarvis and
I used to go there and just get those sugar bottles, and they're like $18 a pop. It's like an $18 joke every time you do it. And we would just have it around and just wait for the right time to be like, bam!
Greatest shows ever, Breaking Bad, The Wire, Game of Thrones. Am I wrong?
You know what else I love, and I think it's about to start up, is
Ballers?
No, that's Ballers sucks.
Shut up.
I love Ballers,
what's
man.
The one, what's the FBI one?
Hot black chicks I'll watch forever. I just love black strippers. Like this Instagram of crazy girls, it's gone fully black. It's kind of like VH1, full black now, you know? And
it's kind of like every improv.
Yeah. Well, they're the only ones who sell tickets.
What's the...
black comics are the only ones who sell tickets.
What's the one with Carrie and the fucking CIA and the fucking...
Oh, Homeland?
Homeland's good, too.
The problem with Homeland is like two of the middle seasons
after
just...
the redhead guy was done, it's like, oh, the show's over. That was about
the
hit.
Last season was the most insane shit ever. Especially if you're in the conspiracies, which I won't get into.
Yeah,
That was one of the best seasons ever. Breaking Bad, The Wire.
Guess what starts September 1st, ladies and gentlemen?
Say it.
Season 3 of Narcos.
Oh, nice. I got to watch the whole season 2.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
Stranger Things. Do we like Stranger Things? Ozarks? You like
Stranger
that?
Things is around Halloween. I liked Ozarks. It was good.
Hold on. Was that a real picture of a truck in Game of Thrones?
It was in the... Yes, it was. It was in the...
Did you take that picture?
In the after the wrap-up.
it was after the wrap-up thing. You know, when they go into today's episode, they do all that. You could see it in that. They don't mention it. But I was like, was that a fucking Tacoma truck?
Did you and really then catch that?
No, I Googled it, and there was 700 pictures of it online. And I was like, holy shit, it was a truck. I noticed it, and then I Googled it to see if I noticed it.
How did they not digitally get rid of that?
Well, they just got rid of it. It didn't air. It didn't air. It was in the making of or in the after show. But they showed that part like it was a deleted scene.
The season wasn't that good.
What?
I'll show you why. I'll show you why.
What season? What season?
I don't know why. This one. But they go get a White Walker, which is like, why would you think that would work? If you get suggested that, you should be like, oh, that's a good idea, but we're not going to go fight the entire army. We barely got out of there alive last time. There's no reason to think eight of us. We don't even know if they move alone.
Who's that? Mayor McCheese calling?
Mayor McCheese is calling us right now. But, like, that'll never work. So then they do go.
I'm listening to the show, Ari. You're crazy.
They go on a rock. It's like, okay, that's a cool technique. They got to wait for the fucking ice to freeze. And then none of the main characters die, just two side characters that were, like, just introduced fucking 7 minutes ago.
Not true at all. Fucking the scumbag guy died.
Who?
Littlefinger?
Yeah, he died.
No. On the fight with the White Walkers.
Oh, whoa. Yeah, I mean, you got to suspend disbelief.
Okay, so none of them die. And then Jon Snow doesn't get on the dragon, falls in a fucking lake.
Yes. We've all agreed that episode had a lot of movie magic. But this is sci-fi, though, dude.
So suddenly he's okay. And then they're like, oh, let's kill him again. Then some other guy comes out on a horse. It's like, oh, you're good. Fucking get out of here.
Right, dude. It's sci-fi. It's like...
Nah, it's sci-fi, but you got to play by the rules you set up. You can't just suddenly have a spaceship.
There's a dragon flying around. There's already you
that
gotta
shit
suspect.
Was set up already. It wasn't set up where you can just survive a fucking icy bath.
Yes,
there is a little bit of Ari right now that does sound like a Star Wars geek bitch.
Yeah,
like,
you really do.
Yoda would never use his lightsaber like that.
Should have fantasy are two different things, morons.
Say that again. Sci-fi and fantasy are two different things.
Morons.
Oh, more. Yeah. That was the only part that we actually heard.
Okay,
I didn't hear
that.
The rest either.
I respect that, dude. I respect that.
I was totally arguing with you until the morons part.
Nothing
I can say.
you bitch about that a lot with Ozarks. You like have a real problem with the movie magic that goes on with that movie.
It's
that
just
show.
How, you know, the first two-thirds of it I loved, and then the last third, I kind of got into this, how many times can these people get blackmailed for $500,000 and be like, oh, okay, let me just go find another $500,000? It's like,
how old is that daughter, by the way?
If he could easily do that, wouldn't he be a billionaire by now?
Yeah.
Like, he was doing okay with his life until he had to start laundering money, and now he's a gazillionaire easily.
Yeah.
I made $8 million in 4 months. Here you go.
Yeah. Like,
what daughter?
His daughter in that show. How old do you think she is?
I don't remember what she looked like.
I think she's hot teen.
Hot teen?
Yeah.
How old is the actress or how old is she?
Yeah, how old is the actress?
I don't know. But knowing Hollywood, she's probably in her mid-40s.
Like, that's one of those things.
I can
like,
play 11 to 60.
And I cannot enjoy this because she is smoking hot.
That's what you should have on your back of your headshot. I can play, the range between 10 and 60. It's like, wow, you can fucking act your tits off, Mayor McCheese.
Who's hotter, the daughter or the scumbag chick who, like, is, like, who's up to no good, who's from the scumbag family?
Oh, the daughter's hotter than her.
Really?
Yeah, that scumbag chick.
The scumbag chick's pretty hot.
With a chick like that,
she's going to be famous forever, by the way.
Yeah, but I mean, in real life, that type of character, she can just brush her teeth with my dick. That's about it.
Yeah. That chick will have your
That's
baby.
Not bad, though. It's not a bad way to brush your teeth.
Yeah.
No, I believe it.
Ari, do you watch Ozarks?
The problem would be plaque buildup.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Wouldn't do much.
Do you watch Ozarks, Ari?
Get your breath fresh. It would get your breath fresh if you covered it with
fresh as fuck.
Yeah. Like, you ever have a chick try to kiss you after she sucks your dick? You're like, whoa, dick.
Chick.
Whoa,
a dog, a horse once, bunch of dudes. Couple nine-year-old
a
boys.
A chick once blew a dog, then tried to make out with you?
No. A dog blew me and then tried to make out with me. Bunch of nine-year-old boys.
That should be a bag of bets. You have to put peanut butter on your dick and just let a dog lick it.
Is it your dog?
No,
dog.
Never Pollyanna.
I think it's got to be Pollyanna.
It's got to be like a street dog. That you
Jesus.
Have to...
Now I got to catch a street dog like fucking Brian Holtzman and then fucking...
Brian Holtzman.
I love that he was a dog catcher.
What's he now?
He was meter maid, dog catcher. He takes every job that should be the opposite job for a guy that's that fucking high stress level. But he has like four or five different, like, what do they call them, pensions.
Yeah, he's a grown-ass man. We're going to die in a dumpster, me and you. He's going to be living the life in Florida.
Just jingling coins in his pocket.
Ari, are you rich? I know you're a Jew. Are you rich? Like, I feel like you've purposely
I have poor taste, so that makes me rich.
I feel like you could be rich, and you've chosen not to be rich.
I'm just turning down a deal for fucking so much money to put ads on your podcast and on backlog. But the problem is you can't okay the ads. So then if it's somewhere like DraftKings or somebody that's crooked that comes in, and you're like, well, I don't want that. They're like, well, afterwards you can tell us and we'll take it off. I'm like, I'm not, no.
Hold on. They go back to old episodes?
And they put in old, like just you show them the time code, like here's the ad goes. And then after like 10 weeks or whatever, they'll go back in and change the ad to something else. Like, well, they've already paid for it. That's done. They got what they got. Now let's rechange it. It's a good idea, but like not if you can't choose who's the – I can't tell my fucking – can't. What if it's like, you know, something terrible?
I'm trying to get – is anybody listening know people either DraftKings or FanDuel? Let me know. I'm trying to get a hold of them to sponsor this show.
No, I won't accept that.
Why?
Because they're known to collude against their fan base.
Oh.
I'm not going to tell our listeners to get robbed.
Okay. All right. I'm glad to know. Cancel that order. It's over.
The money's nice, but you can't. You gotta do it at a cost. You can't do it at fucking when you know they fucking they have a lawsuit against them. Fucking tell. I just want to know. You gotta okay with me and let me know like what the story is. Fine, but you have your fucking employees making shitloads of money. I don't know, man. It doesn't seem like on the level.
All right, let me ask you: is there another company you want to get on the show?
Sure, absolutely. Anything else?
No, well, you can't. I'm asking, are you any thoughts on anybody else?
Oh, you mean like a fantasy or something else?
Yeah, something else. Anything else?
Yeah, let's see. A job search company would be great because most of our fans are unemployed. I think that would go really well.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great. Wouldn't that be great?
I love it.
Thank you. What are you writing down?
I'm going through all these emails, gentlemen, about all of the people who have submitted at what they are willing to do to be on our fantasy football league.
How many spots are left?
Here's how many spots are left, and let me know if I'm forgetting anybody. I did put two people in on last week's show when you guys weren't there, and I'll explain them. So we have the three of us.
All right.
T-Dobbs.
Yes.
Johnny.
Yes.
Then we got the Chan Ho Park guy who we let in 2 weeks ago. All three of us agreed he should be in.
Okay. Why did we agree on that?
I don't remember. I'll have to go back and listen to that show, but we did promise it to him. So I'll stick to that. We got the guy who said he's willing to slam his dick in a dictionary.
Done. Got to do video.
Slam his dick.
But it's got to be on the page that says dick or penis.
I'm in on that one.
He's got to show us a video that says penis, what the definition of a penis is.
I say penis. Get it in the middle.
And then slam city.
Can we judge the slam?
Of course. If you don't slam it good enough, you're not getting in the goddamn league. Right.
Yeah, so he has to really slam that shit.
I'm not talking about a bookmark.
It's a slam, not a close of the book. Slam.
It is a slam.
Like you caught your dick cheating on you.
Yeah.
And you're
punishing it. You're angry. Now,
almost like there's a spider crawling across a dictionary and you want to slam it and kill it.
Yeah, okay. My question is, does he have to get his nuts in there or is it just dick?
I think he's just dick. He only said dick and we kind of liked that.
I respect that. So his dick is in.
But it's got to be a slam.
No, he should take a video.
Slam the dick.
Should he be hard?
Oh, he should have to be rock hard.
It should be hard. If he wants to like, be able to... like show the video off, you should be hard.
So what he's gonna do
at least has to be close to hard.
Yeah, it's gotta be hard.
Him, he should be hard.
Put it on and then send it to Johnny who could jerk off to it, then we'll put it on our Patreon.
Yep, and that'll be good. So Dick Slam, you will be in if you can get us a good video of you slamming your dick on the page that says penis. Now here's the guy that I put in last week because I don't know if you've had time, I know you're on the road, to go through and read a lot of these that Johnny sent and collected, and thanks for doing that, Johnny.
Johnny.
Here's my favorite. Here was my favorite one from last week. Most of them are like, fuck you guys. You guys can suck my dick. I hate you guys. Ari Stocks. Sam's an idiot. We had a guy willing to shave his eyebrows. That's a maybe.
Okay.
But that's this guy.
Ever to grow back.
Now, there's one I know Sam's going to want in.
Okay.
But here's this guy that I like. This is the one I like. From Thaddeus Presley, you are in. Subject, football. Email, thanks. That's it. Subject of the email, football. Body of the email, thanks.
You want to put him in?
Yeah, because it's just so different. It stands out. Everybody else is this long. Plus, I think a guy, if that's all he can muster, he's going to be pretty easy to
beat. Am I allowed to veto? Am I allowed to veto? I want to veto that one. Yeah. Ari, thoughts? I'm vetoing that one.
I don't like it at all. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, no fuck way. That
all right.
guy.
All right.
He's out.
Nah.
I appreciate that. Like, you know what that's called? Alternative fantasy football. That's an alternative comic doing fantasy football.
Well, it's obvious this guy's in. He's going to send Sam a picture of his girlfriend's asshole every single week.
Oh, dude, if he can prove it's her asshole, he's in. But hold on. Hold on.
Hold the horses.
Hold on. What stops him from fucking stop sending us butthole pictures?
I mean... Oh, them even being real. How would we know they're real?
Yeah, how are we going to know they're real?
He's going to send us 17 pictures of his fucking girlfriend holding a USA Today in front of her asshole?
No, I know. Yeah, USA Today, bent over, bent over like this. Holding in his paper.
Yep, that's her. Space shuttle didn't crash today, that's right.
Dude, you know that got my vote, dog.
Oh, that's as soon as Johnny said that, he goes, I'm just going to put this one up front because Sam's going to just automatically approve this one.
Yeah.
Mayor McCheese.
I want Mayor McCheese in the league. This one's already dicey because it starts off with to whom it may concern. Who the fuck do you think it concerns? What are you, writing a letter to your congressman? It's our three dumbasses. Like Madrigal is going to be sifting through these emails.
Yeah, just, I don't know about this guy, man.
Now, Fuckboy69 is an interesting name. He does express his interest in our league. Here's it. Okay, let's see. Barbecue and eat a hot dog that has been shoved up Ari's Jew clam. That's going to be hard to prove.
Wow.
That's going to be hard to do, though. He is willing to get a tattoo that says fuck boy for life on my body in a visible location.
Oh, dude. Is it permanent?
Can I have a question? Can I ask a question?
And yes. This one's also good, too, that he's willing
to
do.
Wait, hold on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the number 4 and then life with a Y?
That's exactly what it is. And it's B-O-I.
I say that's it.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
He's also willing to kill his dog, and in parentheses, I hate that dog anyway.
No! No, then he's out! You're out if you kill your dog.
How about this?
Ari, I'll hang up on you right now if you talk about killing dogs.
No, I'm saying we eat your dog.
Now, mind you, he's also threatening us.
Yeah, Pollyanna.
He's threatening us as well if he doesn't get in. Fuck boy. That he's going to firebomb my bag of leaves, he's going to expose Sam for all of his government lies, and he's going to give Ari Special a 1-star rating.
Okay. You can't give a 1-star rating because of Amy Schumer. Thoughts, Ari, on Amy Schumer wanting Dave Chappelle money real quick?
I'll just say the honest thing. She didn't want Dave Chappelle money. She wanted more money than she was already getting. Let's get the story right. You can share whoever you want, but get the story right.
Okay, and thoughts on that?
I think, as a Jew... I don't see a problem with wanting more money. Okay. I don't understand why Netflix would give someone more money after they've already made a deal.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. I would tell her that we had to, it's very expensive to change your rating systems from stars to thumbs up, thumbs down. And
by the way, that's after she already got the extra money. So she delivered. They hadn't been put out yet. She found out about Chappelle and Chris Rock. And she goes, well, if they got more. If they got so much, I want more. Because she got $3 million for HBO. Then she got, let's say $9 million. $9 million for this. And then she found out they got 20. She goes, wait, they got 20? I thought I was baking the bank at 9. No, give me 11. And then they did. Ugh. And then after the $2 million, she goes, hey, it's political. The star system. Take off the star system.
What a fucking Unbelievable.
Can you imagine?
So I'm cool with the guy getting a tap, but I'm gonna tell you, I'm not cool with dog killing.
Well, don't kill a dog then.
Then we gotta let him in. He said he'll kill his dog if we don't let him in.
And dude, no. Listen, that's going to set precedence of people threatening to kill their dogs.
We've already set a precedence of people sending us black buttholes for the rest of the fucking time the sun's burning.
Do you see a picture of that chick? She does not have a black butthole. That girl has a pink,
who knows,
fuzzy
though.
Bunny
Those
butthole.
Are the ones that surprise you the best. That thing probably looks like a fucking bottom of a ship with barnacles all over it. Let's see. Here's one we may have to consider.
Okay.
So pretty simple, pretty simple.
How many spots we have open, how many have we picked?
We got six more we need.
Okay, six more.
That tattoo fuckboy for life. I don't see a way around getting that guy in.
He's in.
Okay.
Yeah, he's in. This is pretty straight up and down. Not a lot of frills to it, but I think you'll know why we got to have this guy in. What up? I'm John, one of the three black listeners. I'm interested in the league.
I believe in that we've oppressed black people for so long.
And he spells his name like a black John, J-O-N.
Okay. Oh,
this could be John Jones. Oh, my God, guys. If this is John Jones, we're in deep shit.
I would tell you that due to racial tension, we should let him in. Ari, thoughts?
I think not enough has been done to black people, and we should continue by not letting him in.
Okay, so
but if we let him in and then we harass him.
Comes down to you. I say yay. He says nay. It's
I say yay. We only have three black listeners. If we have one third of our black audience in our league, that really says a lot to some
Dude,
of these
we
advertisers.
We literally say we're the most progressive show ever because we put 33% of our listeners in our fantasy league.
Guys, there's got to be a real concern that this league is run online and this guy does not know how to type or be on computer or anything.
I was
like
thinking that earlier. And if he would have sent us a handwritten letter with a bunch of misspellings in it, you're right. But he clearly sent us an email.
What if good we point, do point, a deal where our third, our black listener gets to fuck that other listener's girlfriend and they have to film it and they both get in?
I mean, that wouldn't surprise anybody if Sam Tripoli is commissioner, if that's what it took. All right, bro, I'll make that crazy trade with you, but you got to let me spray down your wife. No hard feelings, dude. You're getting Marshawn Lynch, okay? Your wife gets AIDS and I get Marshawn Lynch, so I think it's pretty even. I don't know why I just became dice there. All right, what do you say? I say the black guy's in.
Okay,
I say John's
two
in.
Two out of three. John's in.
I mean, I'll say no, but I won't say veto no. I'll just say my vote is no.
You just want to be on the record as no.
Yes, I say black people have not suffered. I want to be in the record.
I mean,
say
one
black
third.
People have not suffered enough in this country.
I'm going to be honest with you, dude. No more simple ones. That's it. No more. Stop coming with the simple. We don't want alt comedy. I hate it even. I hate black alt comedy more than alt comedy. Okay? Next one.
Yes, but okay.
Hang on.
What?
There's a lot of simple ones.
Black alt comedy doesn't really exist.
It does.
We got this guy, Max M.
Yeah.
Who is willing to drink his own piss to get into the show.
This guy, it sounds like someone who's dedicated. So here's the thing to me about this guy. It's kind of like the SEC, right? They're thinking about adding new teams. But do they want to add really good teams, thus making it harder for them to win the SEC championship? Or do they want to add some okay teams? This guy seems like he's really dedicated.
That I mean, willing to drink your own piss. All
like,
right.
And how much does he have to drink?
I'd say like a gallon.
Like he has to drink it, though.
Shut up, a gallon.
I mean, at least a 1 ounce shot.
No, dude.
No.
He has to get a whole Gatorade bottle.
Gatorade bottle. Small Gatorade bottle.
That is so much piss, you dipshit.
Small Gatorade bottle.
Ari, you took a small sip of your own piss. You couldn't even handle
size.
A sip.
At least that size.
That's a lot of piss, dude.
Dude, if it's Machida
Six
can
ounces.
Do it, he could do it.
6 ounces.
How about this? How about
6 ounces is half a can of Coke.
I have it. Stop. I have it right now. He has to fucking do fucking pee Jello shots. He has to fucking shoot Jello shot pee. He has to fucking make Jello shots into pee. Pee in the Jello shots and eat the Jello shots.
That's a lot of fucking chemistry.
No, I can't.
What about this? It doesn't have to be hot piss. We are willing to let him make four piss ice cubes that he can then put into the glass of his 6 ounces of piss.
No, I want to see him piss into it without breaking, drink that piss.
With no editing and no nothing.
True. All right.
I'll say this. It can be a small Gatorade bottle. They don't have to be the regular size.
Yeah,
definitely not the big one.
The tiny ones.
The tiny ones.
Like the one that black chick hit me with when we were in your car?
Yeah.
That little bottle, like the little, that's what I'm saying, little 6 ounce one.
6 ounce, right. Not like a handheld, the normal handheld.
That's still a lot of piss. I mean, that's half of this.
Hey, dude,
six.
It's a big league. A lot of people want to get in. Are you going to wear your big boy pants or not?
So, Max M, you are in if you drink 6 ounces of piss. I'm almost 50. What the fuck is wrong with us?
Hey, I've taken farts. He's bleached his asshole.
Drink piss.
Okay?
Six ounces.
There's a price of glory.
There is a price to glory. You are right, Sam.
And let me say this. These things must be done before the draft.
It must be done before Tuesday.
Before next Tuesday.
Yep.
You have to have a video. Does this guy have to send us 17 pictures of his girlfriend's butthole?
No, because he's got to do it every week. We don't want it all at once. We want it every week. We want to see how the butthole changes so we can make a montage video of it.
One guy is willing to be your ball stunt double whenever you can't make it to the show. We can call Skype him and show his belt to guests.
I don't know why that would be a good thing. I don't even like seeing Ari's balls.
You love it. What do you mean?
You love it.
You love it.
Let's see what else we got here. Wow, there's a lot. We got a lot. Glad a lot of people want to be in this.
So how many more do we have?
We need 1, 2, 3 more. We got 3 more.
Oh, 3 more. It is getting down.
I mean, drink his own piss. That's good. I mean, somebody will buy each one of our shirts by the end of the day if we say he'll do it today. That's
not bad.
I mean, it's not really anything dangerous. I like the guy, the black listener. Second email from some guy. Hey, guys, things... Thought you should know listening to us all participate in a week. Let's see. Yeah, he's not really willing to do much. Some of these 100 rounds of large caliber ammunition. Jesus Christ, this guy's threatening to kill us. I don't think that's going to get us in.
That is definitely not going to get you in.
A lot of people have been here since the Toad Hop days. Good, so have we. I think that's really going to... somebody wrote a very long poem, which it'll be me saying it for the rest of the show. Ooh, here we go. Hey, now we might be digging with something here. I'll smear poop on my face under my eyes like Ari did live on Periscope. I'll sign up for a Patreon and cancel it right away.
Oh, no. If he wants to smear poop on his face, I say he goes full face, Al Jolson, blackface, to the point where he might even get accused of racism.
I am so in on that. It is unbelievable.
That is the...
If this guy will go blackface and poop... Which
shit
is
blackface.
Now, this guy, Taylor Lauder, yeah. I believe that's his last name. I think I'm pronouncing it correct. This guy... did something very funny last year and then by, you know, the winds blowing the wrong way, got nixed out of one of our leagues, even though I was like, hey,
we'll blame it on James.
Somehow, but I don't know. But if he does this again, it was very funny last time he did it.
All right.
He will. It was really funny, actually. He drank an entire bottle of gin and then smoked a joint. And then posted a video to Twitter proving that he just drank an entire bottle of gin. And I do recall he goes, well, I did it. I smoked the pot. I drained the gin. It was blasted, dude. It was pretty funny.
If he throws shrooms on that, I'll do it. I'll put them in.
No, shrooms are going to be taking forever. What?
All right, what are your thoughts?
Didn't let him in?
Well, he was supposed to be in for doing that, and I don't know if something we bumped him out for something else.
Let him in. He already did it. That's
let
cool.
him in.
All right. Taylor, if you want to just have a nice trip down memory lane, get super hammered, and then tweet, hey, punch on Glimmy in their league.
Hey,
thanks.
We're running it this time. You do the video again, you're in.
No, I'll tell you what. Because you did it, you shouldn't have to do it again. Instead, if you'd like to make a diss rap on James, you're more than welcome to do that as well.
Okay, so you're saying he could either drink a bottle of gin and smoke weed, but he doesn't have to because he already did that, or if he could do a diss rap on James?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
What about this guy who's very fucking Anthony Denha, Sam Tripoli, Harry? He is willing to shave both of his eyebrows. And first of all, in his defense,
it ain't growing back.
That guy's going to look weird without eyebrows.
I'm down with that, but I also want to know if he'll shave his back, punch drunk, into his back.
I don't know if his shoulders don't look hairy.
What are we down to? We got two spots.
Two spots.
Who's our finals for this? Who are the final ones?
I mean, dude, this goes on forever. We can read these for the next fucking... I mean, look, this is just... Now, we haven't said anything about Butthole Girl.
I thought Butthole Girl was in.
No, we haven't let her in yet or not. We have three spots.
Butthole Girl's in.
Okay.
Guy who shows pictures of his girlfriend's butthole? Yeah, but we got to get those pictures.
I've never seen Sam so urgent about anything.
Like, it can't just be bent over. It's got to be cheeks open so we see her soul.
Let's see.
Is that cool?
Ooh, we got a Korean guy. That could be good for the message board. Really, okay. Let these. And if he's North Korean, he's absolutely in.
Let's hear it.
Okay. You guys are my go-to podcast. I am a Korean dude who loves the brutal honesty of true comedy. Racism,
of course you love brutality.
Racism is so funny. I defend Sam when he goes conspiracy. The T-Boys has a place to sleep in my garage when he's in Chicago. Ari does not need anything. I will donate league fee of $150 for whatever. But it doesn't say anything about North Korea. Ari, what do you think about the Korean guy who is very, very happy to have racist jokes go his way?
I like that. Go make a video from North Korea and then come back. You can be in the room.
So he's out. He's going to be out. I think that's not going to go well.
How about this? If he makes it a North Korean propaganda film.
Propaganda.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I'm already going to go ahead and say this. Joshua McPherson, you are in.
Why? We have
this guy, I forgot about this guy's story. Dear Punch Drunk, I think I should be in the league because of the financial hardships I've endured due to Punch Drunk's shenanigans. About 3 years ago, I was working at a nice, cushy office job, loving life. I had an episode where Teeb had to watch gay porn on. I got up from my desk to run to the bathroom and came back, and my bosses were looking at my screen and saw what I was watching. Needless to say, I was looking for a new job the next day. Please let me join. I won't phone it in. This guy got fired for watching Punch Drunk at work. The least we can do is let him in our league.
I'll let him in, dude.
That's a good one.
Oh, no. Wait, hold on. I might let him in, but that is not the least we can do.
That is true. Maybe he wants to come here and intern up for us for free and get even deeper in debt.
That's so good, dude. Is that real?
Yeah, if he can show us a pink slip or something like that, even better.
Oh, maybe like an unemployment fucking stub. So, guys, we got one more. We got buttholes in. We got,
Who are we down to?
Guys, by the way, I think we have... Oh, we didn't let the Korean guy in, did we? But we do already have a Korean guy.
Oh, so, he has to go super...
He's out,
Korean.
Too. That guy's out, too.
What Korean guy's out?
Whatever one is already in. Because of his friend. Because of his fucking cohort. They're both... Two spots left now.
Let's see. This guy says his asshole is where it is. Oh, here's a nice one. Even if we don't let him in... This is just nice to hear. You guys suck so much big dick. I was thinking about transitioning myself or suiciding maybe. Or suiciding myself. But listening to you guys gargle on Mangoo is making me rethink. Ari, you're an asshole. That's a good submission. Because that says that guy's going to be active on the message board to me.
No, but then...
And he's thinking about suiciding himself.
But he might just kill himself. Then we got a team that got no guy.
That's true.
Can I sidebar here for a second?
Yeah, the suiciding yourself?
No, something else. But you know how that we have that website that's coming in the next year or two? Mm-hmm. Can we have a message board on that?
Yeah, that is what is taking so long. We had it. It was almost done, and then we added the message board. Well, that's the last thing that's been added.
Yes, it's ready to go. It will be done in two weeks.
Two weeks.
Trust me.
Oh, yeah, 2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks. For all your betting needs.
Trust me.
I don't.
A lot of people want to show their new belts, but it's hard to just pick. We should almost have a new belt league. I like the guy smearing poop on his face.
Dude, if he goes full blackface, I say full that guy face. Is in.
Full blackface, and I'd love it if he could go, well, Jesus, please. Oh, that's a terrible accent, but like the old black accent.
God damn it, dude.
Oh, the massa.
Jesus Christ, bro. And this is even making me uncomfortable. Let's see. I used to be in fantasy league.
In full shit blackface.
What do you think you should do? I'm like shit on the face, but it's got to be full black shit
full
face.
Blackface. Full blackface.
Full poop.
Full poop. He can shower afterwards.
He can shower after.
But don't waste the opportunity to make a good video while you're doing it. But like leave the eyes. Leave the round the eyes. We want to see that that's
yeah,
white.
Yeah, I mean, I want to see it on forehead and faces.
Forehead and faces. Cover. All right, so we're going to go blackface. Stop. Blackface poem writer. Who is, oh, yeah, this is probably.
Is the guy doing the James Dish rap going to be there, too? Is he in?
He's in.
Yeah, that's the guy who we got fired.
Okay.
That's right. The guy who lost his job because of our show.
Oh, hold on, no.
Yeah, drink a bottle of gin also?
No, that's gin guy. He has to write a diss rap and sing it. It's got to have music behind it.
Yeah, but you don't sing rap, Sam. You rap.
Okay, rap.
He ain't Mac DeMarco.
So, Agent Butterstick, a.k.a. Andrew Wiltsy. I don't know how you pronounce your last name, sir, but you are in. All you got to do is do a little blackface with your own human shit. First time I've ever said that in my life, and I got to tell you guys, it feels pretty good.
Can you do blackface? Can you do blackface and then do a little, like, 3-minute video on why we should all just get along?
That's a great idea. Instead of doing, like, a mamasa, instead of doing that, just do
that is. That is.
Yeah. How we all are just people.
Can we all get along?
Yeah. I like that. So that is.
Everybody, it should be like we should love each other. And it's all about love. It's not about black or white, Jew or Gentile. It's all about love.
That's Andrew.
Create the Rodney King press conference.
No, you don't have to do the Rodney King press conference. You just got to do a story. I just got to tell the world why everybody should love each other.
Or alternately, why they shouldn't.
And, yep, for sure. So that's a black face. Can we call this brown face, by the way?
Yeah, I think we should.
Yeah, so this is the old classic brown face, and plead to the world for a little more love.
Yes.
Yeah, I think not why they shouldn't, but why they should is a better way to go. I take my suggestion back.
All right, so I think that's it. So we're going to send these names to Johnny, and Johnny's going to contact everybody, and the stipulation is you have to have this done by the weekend.
Yeah, if you don't have them done, then we got to get new people on Tuesday.
Yeah, so go down the list so we know what these people know. What there's no doubt in what they have to do.
Chano Park, you are in from 2 weeks ago. Andrew Wiltsy, you are brown-facing, pleading to the world for a little more love.
Okay.
Butthole girlfriend, you know what you got
to
do.
Butthole has to be full cheek. We want to see we want to see the world. We want to see her soul.
And if you could hurt her.
No,
in
you
any
don't
way
have to hurt
while you do
you
that
have to
too.
Hurt. Go on. We're
sure.
Against violence here.
Dick slam in the dictionary.
Dick slam, you have to do it. Show the dick. Show the word.
Has to be
penis.
On the penis. Yep, right in the middle
and
of the
slam.
Dictionary.
I mean, slam. Da da da. Let the boys be warned. Slam. Ba ba da. Go on.
Joshua McPherson. You are in because we got you fired, I believe.
Yes.
Thank you for listening all the time. Matt Devlin.
Yeah.
You are getting a fuckboy tattoo.
Yes.
Pretty straight up and down. Fuckboy for life.
Before the draft.
Fuckboy for life. In a very in a visible place, he said.
And he has to promise not to hurt his dog.
Well, if he's in, he's in.
Let the boys be warned.
Breaking noise with Ari Shaffir.
Breaking noise.
John, you're in for being the black guy. Thanks for being one third of our black audience. The other two of you, I apologize. Max M, you are drinking 6 ounces of your own piss.
We need a video of that.
And by the way, let's not hold it back. At least 6 ounces of your own piss.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to go more, you can.
Yeah.
Because I think Taylor. Let's see. Oh. And then, Taylor, you are doing a diss rap for James, and that is because last year you drank the whole bottle of gin, you smoked the whole joint, and then apparently you didn't get in any of the leagues. I apologize for that. I actually would like to see, it's not like it's some giant punishment, drink another bottle of gin, smoke another joint, and do a diss rap while you're stoned and drunk. I think that'd be much funnier.
I think that's much better.
Yeah, that would be great, but... we're not going to hold you that because you did get wrong. And by the way,
you did get wrong. That's a dealer's choice. If you want to get drunk and stoned for it, feel free.
We prefer because
James never fucks up.
Yeah, I don't know who. I don't know how he did.
James keeps making up fake profiles, talking shit.
Does he?
Oh yeah, left and right.
I called him the other day. I didn't hear from him.
All right, do fake profiles. Just don't do it for the punch drunk profile.
Yeah, and just don't talk shit on the show. Oh, I guess his feelings are hurt. He's not answering your calls.
Let's see. Guys, go to Caveman Coffee, use the code cavemancoffeeco.com, use the code punchdrunk to save 15%. And as always, go to punchdrunksports.com, click the Amazon link there.
Get those
the new
t-shirts.
Website's getting up soon. Click the Amazon link that way instead of going straight to Amazon. Go to punchdrunksports.com, click the Amazon link there. That helps the show out a lot. And go to allcomedytshirts.com. You can get all of our merch there. There are new Red State Team shirts. It was just under my name and not under Punch Drunk, so they can be found either way there. And a couple people said they wanted one. They thought they were sold out. They are not. They are still available. And Fight Nanny shirts are coming out this week, guys. So consider it sucked. Ari, any final thoughts? And congratulations to everybody who's in the league now.
Congrats, guys. You've earned it.
Congrats. Towel Boy, reach out. I need your help.
All what right. Ari, idiot. Have a great day in New York.
See you, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye.
Love you, dude.
Final thoughts.
Good, man. I'm ready for, let's see who these cuts are. Final cuts in 2 days or 3 days. And then we'll all know our 53-man squads. Good luck, everybody, in fantasy. Good luck, everybody, with your fantasy drafts.
And to everybody in Houston, we love you. And I hope, you know, you guys are doing fine. Be safe. Take care. Show each other love. Don't leave your dogs. Grab your dogs. Save your dogs. And I will see you next week. Bye, everybody.